Hello, everyone. This is Doug P with another episode of The Daily Grind. Today has been an interesting day. Today I was able to secure a sponsor, so I just want to start off by saying this episode is sponsored by an affiliate link that I have from CardShopTelaria.com. CardShop Telaria is a store located out of Calgary, and I know the owners and operators of this online store very well. They're incredible people, and I'm excited to be working with them. So you can look in the description for a link to the website, or you can just type cardshoptelaria.com into your browser, check out their prices, see if you like it, if you're interested. And if you are, you can use promo code all caps DougPMTG. Once again, that's DougPMTG in all caps. And you'll be able to receive 3% off. And I'll also be getting a little bit as well for sending you. And I dedicate from this promo code 100% of all money that I get goes straight into my content. So that will be pieces for the computer or a green screen or whatever that may be. But 100% of money that I make will support more content creation off this promo code. It's for a limited time. So if you're hearing this and you go and try the code in maybe a few weeks or a month, it may be expired. Check out some of my later episodes of this podcast for an exact deadline of when it's going to end. But I'm pretty excited to be able to bring you that promo code. Check out cardshoptelaria.com. Compare prices to other sites. It is a smaller store compared to a lot of the big sites. So sometimes on these smaller stores, they won't have all of the cards in stock, but they might be slightly more competitive on prices of cards you're looking for. So give it a look if you want to support me, or if you just are interested in saving money. So today was an interesting day, like I said, because sponsorship talk about a move that I have upcoming that kind of got finalized today. And I also found out that the chicken place I serve at is closing down as of June 2nd. They just can't keep up the rent in West Edmonton Mall on Bourbon Street for how much you're making. So that's what sprung into action my move even faster than expected. So I'm going to be moving to Calgary long term. It's going to become my new home. I'm very excited about it. But enough about me. Let's talk Magic the Gathering, because I am still trying to get to the Pro Tour through all of the craziness that life throws at me. And today I was really excited because I got to play Standard. And boy, is Standard fun. Girl, is Standard fun. I just threw that in there because I'm trying to get better at always using male pronouns. Either way, Standard has been fantastic. Green, black is where I started. I played against two blue-white opponents, a black-white opponent, a Sultai Energy opponent, and a green-white opponent. I went 3-2. One of my losses against blue-white, I believe I had 90% or more to win while up a game. It was one of the spots where I had a Life Crafter's Bestiary with six cards in hand. They had just been duressed and had nothing left. No board. I had baited out a Torrential Gearhulk in combat to settle my two creatures before slamming the duress and the bestiary and everything to secure myself a victory. But five or so great draws later, Elyra was able to take me down that game, and I lost game three as well, despite having bestiary in play. I got a screenshot from my friend DJ, who's also testing the deck, and he had gone through something like 40 cards in the blue-white match and was just winning just an absurd game. So it's definitely a grindy matchup, one that I need more practice in, but I felt pretty comfortable 1-1-ing and definitely felt like I was a heavy favorite to be 2-0-ing that matchup. Black-white just utterly destroyed me, but it is just my first league, so I'm not discouraged by any means yet. It was nice to just play the deck out and get a feel for how everything interacted. Definitely a shout out to Winding Constrictor into Jade Light Ranger. Getting a 6/5 3 mana is pretty nuts. Definitely a big fan of that. I'm not sure if I have the best list yet, but I'm going to keep playing and jamming leagues while I edit. That is another topic of my Magic crunch. This week has been so crazy with real life plans that editing has definitely taken a back seat, but today it took a front seat. I shot a video. I'm almost done editing that video as we speak. I'm just trying to let it do some rendering and let my brain kind of stew on it for a few minutes before I go back and give it the final pass. My second video is going to be shot tomorrow or Saturday and edited by Saturday for sure. And the vlog is getting there. These vlogs are not always easy to put into a succinct form because I took a lot of clips that aren't good enough to make the cut. I'm just making those decisions now. I was also watching some coverage earlier today, just kind of jumping around on Twitch, and I was watching Semulin for a bit. There's an interesting conversation on the First Strike podcast where Semulin talked about mulligans, and I disagreed with the advice given, so I was in the chat defending the stance of my pro-mulligan people from Limited. It's a very interesting discussion, though. Limited is one of these formats where you don't usually get bowled over. So if you keep a 5-land, 2 relevant spell hands on the draw, some people think that's good enough. I personally, I try to look at my hand and rank the 2 cards or the 3 cards I have with my 4 or 5 lands. What are they comparative to the rest of my deck? Are they my best 2 cards? Are they just some mediocre cards? Are they among my worst cards? Because if I'm looking at a 2 removal spell hand, I'm definitely more likely to keep since I can let a 2-2 just beat me 3 or 4 times, maybe take a hit or 2 from a 3-3 while I draw a few cards and decide if I actually need to cash in the removal spell or if I'm just going to drop a 4-4. Are the removal spells instant speed because they gain more value when you can 2-for-1 an opponent? Are the creatures that you have defensive creatures or offensive creatures? The hand that spawned this debate that Semulin kept was a 5-land Relic Runner Juggernaut hand. These are offensive creatures, not defensive creatures. And in a 5-land hand, I thought the hand was pretty medium at best. I told them in the chat that I would snap mull on the draw, probably still mull on the play. And you need a lot more context to be able to truly know the decision, since the deck list, I think, matters a lot. If your deck has cards like Blink of an Eye or cards that can catch you back up in a big way on tempo, card advantage cards, ones that having lots of lands are going to lead you to drawing and double dropping, makes keeps easier, I'd say. Or if you have a deck that has so many bombs, you just need lands and you'll be able to draw into them. Once again, more likely to keep. I do think the keep or mull debate is one that a lot of people mess up on. They don't think about all of the factors that go into it, and they simply post screenshots saying keep or mull as if it's a teaching tool just to open people's eyes up to the 7 cards and what we should be doing. I think it's a big mistake, because without the other factors, especially when you get into potted drafts like at a Pro Tour, where you might have seen certain cards get passed around, perhaps your hand is really weak to a certain spell like Dual Shot that's existed, and you know you saw 3 of them. I think that it just teaches people to close their minds as opposed to open their minds. But it's really hard to teach Magic the Gathering. This game is so complicated that I totally applaud any pro or any person who is trying, and I'm certainly not criticizing their efforts. I just think the more I've played, the more I feel confident saying that mulligans are hard and they should be something you're constantly reevaluating. And if you're not spending time thinking about all sorts of factors that go into them, you're probably leaving some percentage points on the battlefield. So with those few topics today, with the fact that I have some more editing and the haywire of losing my source of income, I'm just going to wrap up there. It's been a pretty good day all in all. It was funny, when I was leaving the chicken restaurant, I called my mom to tell her, and then I got a phone call while I was on the phone with her from my potential future Calgary employer. So the world had a way of picking me up right when it was dropping me down. And that's good, because lots of Magic cards will be played in this gentleman's near future. I'm just going to wrap up with a short story, and that is, I played my first ever Brawl match with my friend Mark Shout out to Mark for destroying me with Karn's temporal summoning. I loved it. I had so much fun. Even though the decks weren't balanced, I just drew this hand and I had all these options and interactions, and I definitely started to understand the appeal for EDH. And since I'm trying to teach people how to play competitively, I decided that I wanted to really listen to those around me who were telling me I need to learn more casual. So I've been listening and I'm giving it a try, and I'm excited to brawl with anybody that I see at local tournaments or when I head out to GPs, etc. So that wraps up today, and I'm really excited for this weekend to watch GP Toronto, to be jamming games the entire weekend while watching. I probably won't have to work at all and can just play and watch and create, and it's going to be a blast. So hopefully you're tuned in as well, and I can catch you in the chat.